Good morning. We're learning Simcha Beis, the concept of Asei Dechulis Asei. So the Chayyadim said in the previous year, the concept known in the halacha as Be'idna. Be'idna is the Aramaic word for at the time, that this concept of Asei Dechulis Asei is only if Be'idna, the moment where the person is transgressing the Aveira, the Asei is being fulfilled at that moment. But if the transgression of the Aveira will come first, and the essay will only come second, so then the essay is not derech lelos essay. But davka b'inyan shlo yitcha halav v'lo yasa iser. Avim akaponim sarach litcha salav al pishenim kaim essay aksha mikol mokim is derech. This requirement of beidna that we're mentioning over here. There might be a scenario where Be'idna is going to be lifted. It's a Chiddush. He says the following. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, we know that fulfill the mitzvah of Mila Mila's Decha Shabbos, that everybody agrees to. What about the steps prior to Mila? Are they Decha Shabbos? So Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that Machshirei Mila are also Decha Shabbos. So if the person can only get the Kli, the knife, to the child by carrying the knife through Rosh Hashanah, a person can do that on Shabbos in order to do the mitzvah of Mila. Let's say a person has an option of carrying the knife in a way which would not be a malacha d'oraisa. He could carry it through the roof, over the rooftops. Must he do so? So according to what we said before, he should. If you have a choice of a way to fulfill both, then you have to do so. But over here, the mitzvah mila, which is the engine for the tchia, is going to happen on Shabbos, and it's going to be derech Shabbos. So now, not only is the mitzvah mila going to happen on Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, the Rashba says, that even the steps prior can also be derech Shabbos, even though they're not necessarily, that it has to be done that way. You could carry it over the rooftops. You're not mechayiv, so you can carry it through the street, through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though there's a malacha involved, because anyway there's going to be a malacha involved at the end. So it's efshel l'kayim shneim. Well, not really. At the end of the day, you're going to do mila and derech Shabbos. It's not at the same time. The fulfillment of the asay is only till later, and the tchias lav is now. But that's all included in this concept. That since anyway you're going to be derech, so then the steps beforehand would also be Deicha. The last part of the Chayyadim deals with what about a case of a conflict of an Asay and a Lois Asay? What about an Asay versus an Asay? You have two Asays. Can one Asay be Deicha, the other Asay? So, obviously, the scenarios of Kedima, you choose one over the other, but a case where one is an Isser Asay. The Torah wrote something which is also to do, but the Torah wrote it in the language of an assay. So you have an active assay against an iser assay. So it's an assay derech an assay. So the Mor says that a assay chomer is derech an iser assay, which is not chomer. The example the Mor gives is the following. The Torah writes that the person is to bring the karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim are to bring the Kohanim to the Beis HaMikdash between the Tumid of the morning and the Tumid of the afternoon. All Kohanim must be done in between the two. So the last Kohanim brought on the Mizbeach was the Kohanim Tumid of the Bein Raboyim. So that's known as Hashlama. The one has to complete all Kohanim before the Tumid of Bein Raboyim, of the afternoon Kohanim Tumid. The Torah says that in the language of that Aleh Hashem Kol Kabbonis Kulam. This you have to finish this to bring afterwards. A person is being mevatel and asay. He's being over an isra asay. He's not allowed to bring a korban afterwards. What about a situation? The exception of that, of course, is the korban pesach is brought after the korban tameh. What about a person who's tameh, and for in order to facilitate him eating from the korban pesach, he needs to bring a korban. And there's certain people which have a Kiev to bring a korban, and that's part of their tahara process. It's known as a mechusi kippurim. So a person needs that korban to allow him to eat from the korban pesach. but they did not bring it before the Tumen of the Bein Raboyim. So Pesach is brought afterwards, but no other korban. So this korban that he wants to bring, which would allow him to eat from the korban Pesach, is too late. No, the asay of korban Pesach is doicha the iser asay of hashlama. The asay of korban Pesach overrides the iser. Now it's not at the same time the person brings the korban and comes to her and he does the asay eating the korban Pesach many hours later in the nighttime. It's not at the same time. So you see over here that when we say one asay is more chomer, more significant than another asay, it's allowed to push away a asay. One asay is allowed to push away another asay. There's no requirement of bidna that it has to be that the pushing away and the fulfillment are simultaneous. I will say chomer doicha asay hakal imenu afagab the bidna the akar hakal. And then in a Makaima Chomer. Okay. Then furthermore, he says, I'll say the Rabbim, Shechem Mutzi Rabbim, Lobinan Bidna. Similarly, a case where a person is doing an Asay, which is to benefit the Rabbim, that can be Deucha, Elosa Asay, even though they're not simultaneous. The Gemara brings the story to clarify that. We'll clarify that in the next year. We'll have a good day.